Welcome to the Cutter's Notch Podcast, a program created by Michael DeCamp, the author of Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel. Recorded in the Cutter's Notch Studios, this podcast is focused on all things creative, with special forays into books and matters of faith. Join Michael as he catches up with an author, a songwriter, a painter, a comedian, or anyone working or supporting a creative endeavor. So turn up the volume, listen, and catch up on what's happening in Cutter's Notch.
Hi, everyone. This is Michael DeCamp, your host for the Cutter's Notch podcast. I'm also the author of a book called Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel. You may be wondering, where in the world did the term Cutter's Notch come from? Well, it came from my imagination. I made it up, but it's actually in the story. It's a little town in southwestern Indiana. It's a town that knew its best days back when they were cutting slabs of limestone from the hills in southwestern Indiana. You may have heard of Bedford limestone homes. Bedford stone homes. It all comes from that area. I kind of created the term from the idea of the people who were cutting the stones were called cutters. And in this little town, there's a mountainside or hillside that has a notch cut out of it. So it's Cutter's Notch. And so I created this as a setting for my story. So that's where Cutter's Notch comes from. And now I'm kind of using it since it's unique and I'm not stepping all over somebody else's, concepts. I'm using it to kind of, define some of the other things I'm doing creatively. So this Cutter's Notch podcast, as a result of, it being Cutter's Notch podcast, it's because, I wanted something unique. So anyway, Cutter's Notch is the name of the podcast, but it's also the name of the little town that my story is set in. And I originally got the idea to do the podcast from a friend of mine who suggested I do a podcast to basically get the word out about my book. But I don't want it to be just about my book every week. So we're going to be doing some other things. This particular initial introductory podcast, I'll spend a little time telling you about my book, about the story, how I came up with it, the creative process, and I'll read a little bit of it. But in future podcasts, I'll be less focused on myself and my own creativity or lack thereof, and I'll be more focused on other people and their creativity. I hope to interview other authors. I hope to interview people who do creative work, whether they're songwriters or musicians or artists of maybe the visual arts, so painters, sculptors. I even know a comedian or two. So I hope to bring those folks on over the coming months. The idea will be that I'll try to drop a new podcast about every other week, so about twice a month. You can expect to get a new Cutter's Notch podcast. So with that, what is Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel? Well, it all started with a little seed of an idea, probably back in 1988 or 89, a long time ago. My wife and I lived in a house in downtown Indianapolis near Garfield Park. And when my wife was a kid, she had braces like so many other people. And after she had her braces off, she got a retainer that she had to wear, pretty regularly. Usually it was about once a month. She would feel her teeth moving a little bit. She would sleep in this retainer. And one night she went to look for the retainer and it was gone. It was just missing. And we checked every conceivable place in the house looking for that retainer. We looked under the bed, we looked under the dresser, behind the dresser, in every single drawer, we looked in every single room, we looked in the couch, we looked in the refrigerator, we looked behind the toilet, and no retainer anywhere. And weeks went by, perhaps a month, maybe 6 weeks, it was just gone. No retainer. And one night I walked into our bedroom and right on the corner of our dresser in plain view was the retainer. Now we kept it, or she kept it, in a little blue plastic container. Kind of looks like a hockey puck. That was laying right on the corner of our dresser in plain view. And so I called off to my wife. I said, "Hey, Nancy, you found your retainer." And she comes running in. She goes, "No, I didn't." I said, "Well, it's right here." And she's like, "What?" So it was right. She was at a loss. We both were. How in the world did it end up back right in our bedroom, right on our dresser? And I made some off the wall comment. Don't even know where it came from, but it was something along the line of, "Well, I suppose the dimensional bandits were finished with it. I guess the dimensional bandits were done with it." And well, that little phrase just kind of floated around in my head for a couple of, well, for about 20 years, until finally it gelled around an idea of a story. And so I started writing Abandoned Hope. And Abandoned Hope is the story of Hope Spencer. She's 13 years old. She's the only daughter of Maggie Spencer. And Maggie and Hope had moved to Cutter's Notch, Indiana to hide and to start over. Hope's father had been very abusive, very violent. They think he's in prison, but they're not sure. And so they're hiding from him. In Cutter's Notch, she makes some new friends. She makes friends with Josh Gillis and Danny Flannery in her little neighborhood, her little cul-de-sac. And well, early in the story, after playing some basketball with her buddies and heading down the road to the general store, they separate. They get separated, and Hope disappears. And so then there's a search for Hope, and there's a search by the officials, the people like the state police and the county sheriff and the adults. And then there's the search by the by her friends, by Josh and Danny. They have their own suspects. They sneak out a window at night, and they go looking for Hope. And it all gets kind of mixed up and messed up from there. And there are aspects that are fantasy. That's where the dimensional bandits come in. And there are aspects that are supernatural. And I call it a real world thriller with fantasy and supernatural elements. It was a fun story to write. It took me a long time. I probably wrote on it for 4 years before I finished it. And then I had to edit it and re-edit it and then add detail and fix stuff and then edit it. and then I created a list of what I called beta readers, and I sent copies out to those guys and gals, and I sent a red pen. I printed it out, put it in an envelope. I sent them a red pen, and I said, "Go to town on it." And they all did a remarkable job, marked that thing up. In fact, my one beta reader, Sally, she had red ink on every single page. But that makes sense because she is a retired English teacher, and I needed a lot of help with my English, especially on the proper use of an ellipse. I don't know if others out there are authors and you're really good at ellipses, but I didn't even know what it was called before I started this process. So we got it all in good form. And then the next step is off looking for, an agent. So we'll go into that in another time. But yeah, I spent quite a bit of time trying to put this thing together. So here I am. It finally, this right now, it's as I record this, it's early September of 2019. The book actually released in October of 2017. So it's almost 2 years out. And we've had a lot of good reviews, a lot of five-star ratings, a few four stars, couple of three stars, nothing worse than that. And a lot of good feedback. So a lot of people like the story. So if you like stuff that's kind of scary, maybe get a fantasy element, supernatural element, a lot of suspense, twists and turns. Give my book a try. Abandoned Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel. So that's enough about my book. Although, you know what? I don't think it is. I think I'm going to do a little bit of reading out of it. So let's take a little gander into the world of Cutter's Notch. I'll start with, I'm going to read to you the first paragraph of the prologue. And, you know, they say when you write a book that the first paragraph is important. And so I tried to write it with that in mind, but you never really know what people are looking for. So I'm going to read to you the first paragraph of the prologue, and then I'm going to skip across the rest of the prologue and go right to chapter one. So let's do that. Here we go. Prologue. The heavy steel gate rumbled closed behind Kenny Burton as he stepped out into the warm afternoon sun. In his right hand, he carried his meager belongings in a canvas bag. He was wearing jeans for the first time in a couple of years. He had grown accustomed to his orange jumpsuit, but he welcomed back the Levi's like an old friend, although they were a bit roomier around the waist than the last time he had worn them. A fly buzzed around his face as he turned in a circle to take in the world, and he sucked in the first taste of free air he'd enjoyed in 2 years. Waving the insect aside, he turned back and took one last long look at the place that had been his cold and bitter home for most of the last 24 months. Adios, he thought. So that's the prologue. That's the beginning of the prologue. Well, let's skip ahead to chapter one. Hope Spencer stepped off of her front porch onto the sidewalk and into the bright sunshine, carrying the basketball she had won in a tournament the previous winter. Her mother usually nagged her about playing with it. It's a keepsake, she often said. You should keep it in your room so it stays nice. Hope thought that was dumb. She would normally reply that a good basketball is simply wasted if all it does is sit on a shelf. And today was no different from those previous days. As she stepped off into the grass that was still wet from the previous night's rain, she bounced the ball one last time on the sidewalk and then tucked it under one arm as she trotted on to join her friends. Stopping halfway to the court, Hope looked around. She felt watched. The deep forest surrounded her neighborhood, and some days it gave her comfort because of the life teeming in the recesses and the birds flitting in and out of the towering limbs. Other days, however, it gave her an uneasy feeling. The shadows under the canopy seemed to hide secrets, dangerous secrets. Hope grimaced. This was an uneasy feeling kind of day. Hope's friends yelled to her and she waved back. I'm just being stupid, she said out loud, but low enough that no one could hear. A couple of three-pointers and I'll feel better. As she waved at her friends waiting for her on the basketball court, a set of eyes was watching her. The person behind those eyes was shrouded in shadow, well hidden and unnoticed. The person marveled at Hope's strength and beauty, and yet still wanted to slice her throat so that her life would drain out through her slender neck. Soon, thought the owner of the eyes. Very soon. Hope took a shot at the goal before she even reached the court. It rimmed out, but the action had the desired effect. That feeling of lurking danger evaporated from her mind, and she released the ball and watched it sail across the pale blue sky. Being active took her mind away from the paranoia that came with the secrets she carried. So she had poured herself into sports. Josh flung the ball back to her. Try again, he said. I bet you drain it on the second shot. She put it right back up and it zipped through the rim. Nothing but net. The eyes turned away, disgusted and hungry. Time to go hunting. We'll stop there. That's the beginning of the book. I hope it caught your attention. It was fun to write and a little bit intense, and it gets more intense. So pick it up. You can get it from Amazon. You can order it from Barnes & Noble. If you're in Indianapolis area, you can pick it up in, at three or four bookstores. There's one on the east side. Porter Books and Bread has it. Indy Reads has it. Red Dog Books in Greenwood has it. Irvington Books and Vinyl has some, a few copies. You can even pick one up at Transformations, a salon down on the south side of town. They have a couple in their salon sales area. So, and over in Peoria, there's a place called Book Rack. The Book Rack, they have some copies. So pick it up. But you can order it from Amazon. You can even get it from me. Send me an email at my author. Let me see if I can say my email correctly. AuthorMichaelDeCamp@gmail.com. If you order it for me directly, I'll even sign it for you. Although the copies sitting around and down around at the bookstores in Indianapolis are all signed as well. But yeah, pick one up, order it. I think you'll like it. Now, another feature that's going to be a regular reoccurring feature of the podcast is I'm going to highlight a book each week. Each time I do a podcast, it won't be every week. So every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, whatever it is. So I'm going to highlight a book. It'll either be a book that I've read in the past, or it'll be a book I'm reading currently, or a book that I've just finished, something like that, where, it's going to be something that if it's a book from the past, it's going to be a book that means something to me. And this first one I'm going to highlight is one of those books. So when I started writing, people ask, well, what got you writing? Well, my writing started out of my reading. And my reading started with this particular book. And the name of the book is Twilight Eyes by Dean Koontz. I picked this book up, I think it was at a Kroger store in Columbus, Indiana, probably in 1992, something like that. I went to the grocery store with my wife, and like all good husbands, as soon as we got to the store, I left her behind and went to the magazine section. And after I looked at enough hot rods and motorcycles and rifle magazines and stuff like that, my eyes kind of wandered over to the books. I hadn't read a book of any substance in several years. And so I started flipping around some of the different books and some of the things to see what was there. And I came across Twilight Eyes, and I picked it up. I'll read to you the what's on the back cover. This is apparently what got my attention. I read it today for the first time in a long time. I read the cover, and I'm like, I have no idea why that caught my attention. But I'll read it to you, and you can judge for yourself. Here's what it says. It says, "They're out there, waiting, watching, unseen by normal eyes, but all too visible to," well, let me try that again, "all too visible to Slim McKenzie, a young man blessed or cursed by twilight eyes. They're out there, lurking in the darkest shadows of an eerie moonlit carnival, feeding their twisted needs with human suffering and fiendishly plotting the downfall of the human race. They're out there, but don't scream. They'll hear you." So I don't know why that caught my attention, but it did that evening in 1992. And so I picked it up and I started reading it. And I'll tell you what, guys, it just grabbed me right from the get-go. It grabbed a hold. It wouldn't let go. And I just poured into that book. I couldn't put it down hardly. Ever since then, I've had one or two books going almost continuously since 1992. So I became a kind of a voracious reader. I like Dean Koontz. He writes very, imaginative horror / techno thriller / adventure kind of stories. But he doesn't get incredibly explicit. So he gets pretty scary, but he doesn't get explicit with the language. And one of the things you'll notice with my podcast here is that I won't be using obscenities as a podcast host. Now, that said, if I have a guest on and we're interviewing them and they use some language, I'm not going to be the language police either. So if you're going to listen to this, you're not going to hear any language from me that would be offensive to anyone, but I can't make any promises about my guests, and I'm not going to censor them. So we will just listen and we'll each learn from them. You know, with my podcast, there's going to be a focus on creativity. There's going to be a focus on people who do creative things and work in creative-related industries or supporting creative industries. But I'm also going to do some forays into things that are spiritually minded. You know, some people I might ask, what's the impact on this spiritually for you? Or, you know, was there a spiritual root to this or something like that? And we may explore some of those spiritual kind of things. And so I'm going to be talking creativity. I'm going to be talking books, and I'm going to be talking spiritually related items. But that said, even though I have a spiritual mindset and I don't use obscenities myself, that doesn't mean that there won't be some on the podcast. So just keep that in mind as you're listening. But again, back to Twilight Eyes. I had a blast reading this. And so this really is the book that got it all started. And so if I were to thank anyone for Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel, I would thank Dean Koontz for getting me reading. He got me reading, and eventually that led to some short stories and some writing. And that eventually led to me starting this novel that is out there right now called Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel. So now that said, that's the book of the week. I will also be ending each podcast with a verse of scripture, not in the sense of trying to drive scripture into anybody's brains and be obnoxious about it. But I believe that our creativity flows from God's creativity. And I think God is a creative God, and He's made each of us creative. Some of us are more obviously creative than others. My daughter she's a visual artist. She's a painter, and she's very talented. I could never do what she does, but I think that her creativity flows from God's creativity. But I think even people who are just working in the business world, they're creative as well. They're creating organizations. They're creating solutions. They're creating ways of doing things. So anytime that you are taking a status quo and you're making something new out of it, you're being creative. And so creativity isn't limited to just simply making up a story or writing a song or being a performer or painting or sculpting or anything like that. It's also when you're taking something and you're making it into something else useful or interesting, whether it's an organization or whether it's a pile of letters on a Scrabble board, you're being creative. And I think that flows from God. And so my verse for this week, it begins right at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." So at the very beginning of scripture, it talks about creativity and it talks about God creating. I look forward to future podcasts. I look forward to the people I'm going to meet and interview. Should be some interesting conversations. I hope you'll tune in. Thanks.
The Cutter's Notch podcast can be found through any podcast listing provider. New episodes will drop approximately twice per month. Connect with Michael at the following email address: authormichaeldecamp@gmail.com. Again, that's authormichaeldecamp@gmail.com. Abandon Hope, a Cutter's Notch novel, can be purchased as an ebook, paperback, or hardcover through any bookstore, both online and local. Get your copy and start your own Cutter's Notch adventure today.